This is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. I'm Jack Rodolico. Thursday nights on New Hampshire Calling are all about music. We take your requests and we build an hour of music that, if just for a moment or two, will help you escape this reality we're all stuck in, the pandemic. And this time around, we wanted to focus on a genre of music that, at least here at the show, we all believe is one of the best types of music to just get out of your head and to get you feeling alive. Soul music. Last week, we told you we wanted your soul music requests, and you delivered. Thank you very much. And as far as we can tell, you've got classic tastes. The music we've got in store tonight mostly sticks with soul's roots and early years, but we won't stay entirely in the past. Later, I'm speaking with Eli Paperboy Reed, a soul singer and New England native. We're going to hear about his daily lockdown live stream concerts on Facebook. But for now, let's get going. I've got in the studio with me soul music lover, NHPR Morning Edition host, Rick Ganley.
Hey, Jack.
Rick, welcome back.
Thank you. I'm so psyched for today's show.
Me too.
I really am. I'm looking at this playlist and I'm thinking, yep, yeah, we hit it right.
We
did it right with this one.
Yes. And you hit it right. Let's just get to the music, right? We're going to do the same thing.
Yeah.
You pick a song that we start with and I'll pick the last song. And everything in between is, you know, mostly our listeners, right?
So, right.
Set up your pick.
Okay, I got to preface this by saying this is the longest track we're going to have all night.
Okay.
All 6+ minutes of it, but it's worth it. This is the album cut of Diana Ross doing Ain't No Mountain High Enough. She did this in 1970, became a number one hit for her. Of course, the song had been recorded before when she was in the Supremes. It's been done with Marvin Gaye, been around for many years before that, but she really took it to a new level in 1970. So I don't think we should put it off any longer.
Let's do it.
Diana Ross, Ain't No Mountain High Enough.
Be there in a hurry. On that you can depend and never worry. You see, my love is alive. It's like a seed that only needs the thought of you to grow. So if you feel the need for company, please, my darling, let it be me. The love I feel for you. But a writer put it very nicely. When he was away from the one he loved, he sat down and wrote these words.
No wind,
no wind,
remember, if you should fall short of your desires, remember life holds for you one guarantee, you'll always have me. And if you should miss my lover one of these old days, if you should ever miss the arms that used to hold you so close, or the lips that used to touch yours so tenderly, just remember what I told you the day I set you free.
Morning, afternoon, evening, nighttime. My name is Johnny Simmons. I'm calling from my designer hunker bunker in Santa Cruz, California. I wish to make a request for the music portion of the pop-up. And if and when you're doing soul music, I would vote for Mavis Staples performing "You Are Not Alone." All right. Thank you. Thank you if you can reach, get to it. And I gotta go wash up.
You're not alone. I'm with you. I'm lonely too. What's that song? Can't be sung by two. A broken home, a broken heart, isolated and afraid. Open up, this is a ray. I wanna get it through to you. You're not alone. You're not alone. Every night I stand in your place. On every face tastes the same. A broken dream, a broken heart,
isolated and afraid. Open up, this is a raid. I'm gonna get it through to you. You're not alone.
It's Harrison from Enfield, New Hampshire. Thanks for devoting Thursday's show to soul music recommendations. And this is stretching the soul genre just a bit to include just plain great dance music is Dancing in the Streets by the incomparable Martha Reeves and the Vandellas. It was a classic 56 years ago and could be even better for the time when we whipped this damn pandemic. Sorry to swear. But all the best to you and the crew at NHPR. Thanks.
So good. You are listening to New Hampshire Calling, and we're doing a soul music show. You just heard a trio there, Diana Ross first, then Mavis Staples, and then Martha and the Vandellas. I'm in the studio here with Rick Ganley.
Hi.
We're off to a good start.
Oh, yeah, we are. It's a great set right there. I like how we went up with Diana Ross.
Yes.
Up the mountain.
We did.
Went down a little bit, brought it down a little bit, and we back out in the street.
That's exactly what we did. I also want to note that Johnny from Santa Cruz, who left his voicemail, and Harrison from Enfield both sound like characters, and I'd like to get the two of them in a room together.
That would be an interesting conversation.
Yeah, I think that'd be good.
It would be.
Good. Okay, well, let's take a quick break, but when we come back, we are going to be chatting with soul musician Eli Paperboy Reed out of Boston. We'll be right back with more of your requests here on New Hampshire Calling. Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in this time of a pandemic. It is Thursday. That means we are playing music based on your requests. We asked you to send in your soul music requests, and you delivered. I am here, of course, with the inimitable Rick Ganley.
Of course. I popped in on the pop-up show.
Yeah, you sure have. One of the things I love about this voicemail that we have set up is that I feel like it's becoming this little confessional thing throughout the pandemic. People are leaving these really, you get a little sense of someone's personality.
Do they realize it goes out on the air?
I think they are forewarned. If you are leaving a message to a radio station, I mean, that's on you.
Yeah,
but
true.
Yes, I think they know. And, you know, we've gotten a lot this week. In fact, we got a bunch of requests for Mavis Staples or the Staples Singers.
Yeah.
Like this one from Chris.
Hi, it's Chris calling from Ware. I remember a very sweet June night, like beside the Hudson with our daughter, when Mavis Staples performed I'll Take You There. Love to hear that again. Thank you.
I'll take you there. Ain't nobody crying. I'll take you there. Ain't nobody.
That was Eli Paperboy Reed with My Way Home, that classic soul sound. But it is not a classic song. It is a contemporary song. And we have got Eli Paperboy Reed on the line. Eli, welcome to New Hampshire Calling. I am so psyched to have you here.
Thanks for having me. Good to be here.
Yeah, it's great. So so you grew up in Brookline, right?
Brookline, Massachusetts, not Brookline, New Hampshire.
Brookline,
That was always a big confusion whenever we would have a snow day. I was always really upset. Brookline, New Hampshire would always have a snow day, and Brookline, Mass. Would never have a snow day.
And you're still a little bitter about it, it sounds.
Which I'm definitely bitter about it, really bitter. No, so, every day is a snow day now, guys.
Yes, that's something like that, something like that. So how does a guy who grows up in Brookline, Massachusetts, you know, get hooked on soul music and then, you know, start this career down this path with this sound, you know, that sounds so authentic, you know?
Well, you know, my dad was a music critic for a time, and he just, you know, was an appreciator of music and played a little bit of guitar. He had a lot of great records around the house, and I just kind of was given free range to dive in and explore what I wanted to. And, you know, I kind of initially started with blues. That was sort of what I gravitated to. And then kind of as I wanted to become more of a, I don't know, serious about making my own music as I got to be a teenager, I didn't feel that I could be a credible blues singer for a number of reasons. And kind of soul music made sense to me. I feel like it's the combination of all of the things that I love, blues and country music and gospel and R&B, and kind of filtered through the lens of of the pop song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so all the songs that we all love, the soul songs, you know, even with their kind of amazing emotional catharsis, are still, you know, these great 2.5 minute artfully constructed pop songs. And I think that's sort of like the best thing about it, you know, and that seemed to me something that I could do and do well, and still be kind of true to myself.
Got it. Yeah. And, you know, speaking of the snow days and speaking of being true to yourself, you are doing this really fun thing. You know, so many musicians are trying to get their music out and entertain people and probably just continue to play online with live streams. And you are doing this a lot. You've got this lockdown live stream performance on Facebook. Tell us about that and tell us how people can find it and what they're going to see.
Yeah, I started doing it kind of really quite. I live in Brooklyn, New York now, and quite soon after the New York City shelter-in-place order came down in the middle of March. You know, I wanted to keep playing. I wanted to find a way to break up the days. Honestly, initially it was more for my own mental health than anything.
Yeah.
So I started doing, you know, every day at 4 p.m. Eastern time. I play for, you know, half an hour roughly. And I just mostly take requests. I play some Eli Paperboy Reed songs. I play kind of whatever people throw at me. And I don't know. I kind of use it as a collective therapy for everyone. You know, just let people air their grievances. You know, most people just kind of request songs and they ask me questions. And I don't know. I wasn't looking. I don't tour, you know, so much anymore. So I haven't lost a ton of touring income, but I know that people need this.
Yeah.
It's more about that, the audience than it is about anything else. It's just about people wanting to hear, you know, inspiring music that makes them feel better, you know? And I mean, everybody's grieving.
Yeah.
In one way, like that, it's really like we're in this intense period of collective grief that I just am trying in my own small way to address.
Yeah, and I hear you, because that's not dissimilar from why we started this radio show, is to help people stay connected. And speaking of requests, we want to take yours. I want to point people to find Eli Paperboy Reed's Facebook page, where you can check out his daily lockdown live streams. They are great. Give him your requests, and he will play them for you. But right now, set us up for the song that you want to hear on our show, and we'll cue it up as we say goodbye.
Yeah, absolutely. This is I'm a big fan of kind of an unheralded Atlanta soul singer named Richard Marks, with a K, not with an X, not the 80s singer, and a new compilation of his work just came out on a great label called Now Again. And this is a Richard Marks kind of funky soul classic. He's really just like his records. He was a guitar player too. He's really kind of a big inspiration for me, that kind of sound. And I think what did I give you guys? Never Satisfied. Is that it?
That's it.
That's the one. This is Richard Marks on the Tusca label, which has an awesome elephant looking on it. From Atlanta, Georgia in 1969, Never Satisfied.
Oh,
That was Richard Marx with Never Satisfied off the album Love Is Gone, The Lost Sessions, 1969 to 1977. Rick Anley, had you ever heard of Rick Marx before?
I have not, actually. Yeah. That was it's a cool find.
Yeah, really cool.
I'm going to explore a little bit more of that.
Yeah, yeah. And it's, I mean, The Lost Sessions, we're talking about almost a decade of Lost Sessions from Richard Marx. So one of these musicians that probably was around, that musicians knew about, that had a following, but
musician's musician.
Yeah,
that's great. I love when you find something like that that's, you know, piques your interest. Now you can go down that rabbit hole and look for some more.
That's right. Richard Marx, not with an X, with a KS.
That is key. That is very important.
That is key. And thanks to Eli Paperboy Reed for speaking with us. And don't forget to check out his lockdown live streams on Facebook. 30 minutes of live soul music every day with him. Sometimes his son kind of pops into the room and sticks his head and sticks his head in the camera and sits on his lap for a minute. It's pretty sweet. This is New Hampshire Calling. We're going to be right back with more of your soul music requests. Don't go anywhere. Welcome back. I'm Jack Rodolico, and this is New Hampshire Calling, a pop-up show from NHPR that's all about how we can help each other navigate daily life in a time of coronavirus. I am in the studio with Rick Ganley. We are taking your requests, playing your requests exclusively in the genre of soul music today.
It feels good.
There's not much to say other than it feels good. When I think of soul music, there is one musician, one singer that comes to mind for me. That is Sam Cooke.
Mm-hmm. How about
you?
Yes, seminal.
Yes.
Absolutely.
My wedding song.
Was it?
Oh, yeah, one of my wedding. You know what? I love the song. I never remember. Don't know much about history.
Yep.
Whatever that one that is. I love that song, but I can never remember the name of it. But I love it, and that was what we danced to at our wedding. And I know he's also a favorite of Emily Quirk's.
Producer extraordinaire.
That's right.
Yes.
That's right. And so I'm getting a request in this week.
Yes. You have the right. You build this show every week.
You run the controls. You can do whatever you want.
I push the buttons, man.
That's right.
You do more than push the buttons.
Well, yeah. So this next one we're going to hear, this is a live recording from Sam Cooke's Live at the Harlem Square Club. It was recorded at this tiny little club down in Miami back in 1963. But it didn't actually get released until I think the mid 80s, and it was because it was considered too gritty, a little too rough around the edges, especially for Sam Cooke's kind of squeaky clean gospel image.
Mm-hmm.
But it's really extraordinary, and I think especially if you are missing the live music scene right now, this is the type of track that you can listen to, close your eyes, and be somewhere else.
Let's listen.
Sounds so good.
So, this is Sam Cooke. This is Live at the Harlem Square Club from 1963.
So settle down and get romantic here a little bit, huh? Baby, it's all right. It's all right. Believe me, baby, it's all right. Long as I know, honey, long as I know that you love me, it's all right. Tell her people been talking about you, baby, but it's alright, yeah, it's alright, it's alright, believe me when I say it's alright, long as I know that you love me, believe me, it's alright, and then here's what you gotta tell her, now all my friends tell me that you found somebody new, and all they report to me, every little thing that you do, but long as you tell me that it's all untrue, I believe that it's all right. Tell her I don't care what they say, baby, it's all right, it's all right, it's all right, believe me, baby, everything's all right, long as I know, honey, long as I know that you love me, believe me, it's all right. And
And if you really want to put the cleanser on it, tell her this, tell her. If you ever need me, baby, if you're all alone, remember, darling, I'm as near as your telephone. And oh, if you need me, honey, all you gotta do is call me. Just try me, it's all right. I don't care what they say about you, baby, but it's all right. It's all right. It's all right. You know why it's all right, honey? It's all right because I love you for sentimental reasons. Oh, yeah. And I hope you do believe me. Don't you believe me, baby? I've given you my. I've given you my heart because I love you. You alone were meant for me. Oh, I like this song. Please give your loving heart to me and say we'll never part. Everybody, come on, sing along with me. There's no part. I think of you every morning. Think of everybody. Every, and I dream of you every night. I dream you're sounding good. Darling, I'm never lonely. Darling, I'm never. Whenever you are inside. Whatever you want, everybody, I'm waiting. I love you for me. For sentimental reasons, baby. For sentimental. I hope you do believe me. And I hope you do believe me. Cause I've given you my heart. It gets so good. We don't want to stop now. Everybody, one more time. I think of you every morning. I think of you every dream of you every time. Dream of you, darling, I'm never lonely. Darling, I'm never, never. Whenever you are inside, whenever you hold my hand, fellas, and say I love you, I love you. For sentimental reasons, baby, for sentimental reasons. I hope you do believe me. I hope you do believe me. I hope you believe me. I give a you my.
Hello, this is True D from Keene. And of course, it's always good to hear a little Stevie Wonder to uplift our souls. I love the song I Am Singing, all in Spanish. Thanks so much for your work in keeping us uplifted.
Of tomorrow. Hey, this is Jack Rodolico in Concord, and I'm here with someone who would like to make a request for the Soul Music Show. What is your name?
Giacomo Rodolico.
Who do you want to request, Giacomo Rodolico?
Talk about Bob Marley and Ziggy Ansah.
We're not doing the reggae show this week. We're doing the soul music. Who's the soul musician that you want?
Solomon Burke. Cry to me.
Anything else you want to say?
Love you.
We love you. Bye.
When your baby leaves you all alone and nobody calls you on the phone, or don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like a cry? Well, here I am, honey. Come on, you cry to me. When you're all alone in your lonely room and there's nothing but the smell of her perfume, don't you feel like a cry? Don't you feel like crying? Don't you feel like a cry? To come in the night, but there's no one. Don't you feel like I'm crying?
Rick, that hour went too fast.
It really did. Yeah. I know. Let's do some more.
Let's cancel whatever's coming on next. We got
over.
More requests.
We're doing the takeover.
Oh, yeah. Man. So my son, you know how children have that thing, especially smaller children, where they can listen to the same thing thousands of times?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
You know
about.
What I'm talking about.
I do.
About. Yes. Yes. I try to use that to my advantage by introducing him to things that I want to listen to and getting him hooked on things. I have listened to Cry to Me by Solomon Burke, I would say for hours in the past week.
No kidding,
that,
really?
As I knew that was a song I wanted to request, and I was like, I want to hear it again. I haven't heard it in a while. And, I mean, we listened to it this morning.
Did
while
he
we
resist
were
at first? Did he come to it right away?
He resists new things sometimes, but he's very adaptable once he hears it.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's like, he hears an instrument, and he's like, what's that? What's that one? And why are they singing in the back, you know? And so we've been talking about backup singers and— Yeah.
That's awesome.
It's good.
That's great. He did a good job of the introduction, I'll tell you that.
He's got a bright future in radio.
Just like Dad. Yeah.
Just like Dad, yeah.
Oh, we all have a bright future in radio, Jack. It's a bright, bright future for all of us.
Yes, yes. Well, this was awesome.
It was cool.
Yeah, this was cool. I'm so glad you were here.
Thank you for inviting me.
It's our pleasure to have you, Rick Ganley, Morning Edition host, music lover, and co-pilot here for the last hour of New Hampshire Calling. I want to thank everyone who took the time to request a song. We had so many, we couldn't get to all of them. Are you listening and feeling a little bit inspired? Or maybe you're thinking, man, I could have made a better playlist than that. Well, try it. Put your money where your mouth is. Make your song request. Email us at nhcalling@nhpr.org. We want to get your song on the radio next week. Or leave us a voicemail at 603-513-9900. 7700. Thanks to Eli Paperboy Reed. Thanks again to Rick Ganley. New Hampshire Calling is produced by Emily Quirk with help from Pete Nakos. Corey Princell is NHPR's managing editor. Maureen McMurray is our show's executive producer. This is New Hampshire Calling. I'm Jack Rodolico, and remember, we are all in this together.